The winner of the 2014 Norm Smith Medal is Luke Hodge.
He's done it twice in grand finals. He knows all about the big day. Let's hit him on. Hodgie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
That wasn't a very popular Norm Smith Medal win. The old crowd went crazy there, Hodgie. Was that the second one?
Yes, 2014, yeah. So it was a good day. It was to beat Bud and Sydney after Bud left us to go up there. So it was a good result for us.
Oh, you gave him a kiss that day too, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I'm not sure why. I've been asked so many times. Even my sons go, "What the hell were you thinking?" And I was still coming up with a decent answer. So one of those stupid things that you did on the footy field.
Lots of people have wanted to kiss Buddy Franklin. Most of them girls, but anyway, Hodgie, you played in a. You won 4 premierships and you've won 2 Norm Smith medals. Who's going to win this grand final? Geelong v the Tigers. Most people think they're the best 2 sides of the year.
Yeah, but I did an interview about round 15, and I felt, well, after watching all the teams up here live, that that I felt that they were the best 2 teams, just how they handled pressure and the style of football they had. Even though Port Adelaide and Brisbane finished on top, it just felt that they had that. They could lift that gear that the other teams couldn't. And we saw that in prelim final. I think we've got storms coming. So I think we've got a bit of rain forecast for the grand final. And I think it's going to lean into Richmond's favour just with their chaos-style manic football. I think it might be pushing towards Richmond.
Hodgie, can I just tell you that I'm an astute judge. I said here on Monday on this show that they're going to struggle to sell tickets for this because the fans can't travel and I think it sold out in 20 minutes. Yeah. Anyway, my question is: apart from the 30,000 that sold the place out, has Brisbane embraced this grand final? Are you really feeling it around the city?
Yeah, they have. And that's one thing that surprised me. 3 years ago when I first moved up here, I went and did a clinic at Toowoomba and they asked me, what's it like to play with JT? And I'm like,
he's JT, Jonathan Thurston's.
I said, Thurston plays league. And they said, oh, that's good. They said, oh, how many tries have you scored? I'm like, wrong game again. So from that to this year where they've been lucky enough, because of all the COVID stuff, they've seen football either down at Metricon or the Gabba, it's really built it up here. And to see my son's schools now that they're running around with AFL jumpers on.
Wow.
I went down to a clinic. They got festivals all over Brisbane. They've got big screens lined up everywhere. And one thing is there's people that are really supporting it. So I think everyone understands it's a once-in-a-lifetime event to have outside of Melbourne. And they're really embracing it up here. I think it would have been bigger having Port Adelaide or Brisbane up here being a home state or having all the Port Adelaide supporters fly over.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Having Geelong and Richmond are 2 big teams anyway.
You would have got your house knocked off, Hodgie, if Port got in it. The finals last week rated really well on TV. 1.1 million for AFL and the NRL was only 800,000. So AFL in Queensland is certainly working. That's been one of the unexpected upsides for the AFL. The growth in the northern states is going to be good for football going on. Hey, I want to ask you about Dusty Martin and Patrick Dangerfield, the 2 gun midfielders that are now spending a majority of their time forward of centre. You've definitely stood Danger. I know I can remember that day. Have you stood Dusty, and who do you think's the most dangerous or hardest to stand?
Mate, I've played on both of them, and they both kicked 6 that day, so I'm probably not the best person to...
It's a bit of consistency there.
You know how I like to play football. I used to stand back, be spare, and point to all the young guys to go and man someone up. So when I had to go and man someone like a Dusty or a Danger, I'm like, oh, geez.
That was cruel they did that to you at the end of your career.
Yeah, it was. I think I stood Danger in my 290th game and Dusty my 340th. So I couldn't blame anything else but myself, my lack of speed and lack of flexibility. But with those guys, mate, you sort of sit back and you can understand why the coaches want to put them in the middle because they're both powerful, they both can find the ball. But I think we've seen with Geelong, when Danger's played forward, it's given responsibility to the rest of their side. And Geelong is such a better team because it's an even spread of workload throughout the middle. And these guys up forward, they can kick 6, they can take hangers. And unfortunately for Danger, I think it's going to rain, which is probably not going to pay into his style as much as the others, as much as Dusty's.
Tell us what it does to a defender when you see those guys come down to the forward line.
Mate, you yell for your wingers to get back and help out as fast as they can. There's no worse feeling than standing at half back, especially because they don't like to squeeze up. They want to stay deep inside the forward 50. So you're one on one with either a Dusty or a Danger, and they're streaming through. And you look at the caliber of players that Richmond midfield have with the Cochin and the likes, Prestia, and then you look at Geelong with a Selwood, Guthrie, Menengola. Those blokes you can kick the ball in. There's no worse feeling standing one out in the 50 of these guys where they can lead up, they can sit back, and they can take a hang on your head. So good luck with us going to Manham.
All right. What about a quick tip? Who do you like?
I grew up barracking for Richmond, and I grew up near Geelong. So I'm sort of stuck on both ways. My heart says Geelong, I want to see Danger win a flag for what he's done for the game. Mm-hmm. And I want to see Gaz go out with a flag. But I'm just thinking with this storm coming through, a lot of rain and Richmond's chaos football, I'm thinking Richmond are going to be too good.
All right. Now, just as you leave us, I can tell you, Roo, we've just had a text message come in. This is Stephen from Aberfoyle Park. He's saying, I hope that I hear Hodgie say at the end of this interview, see you at the Crows soon, Roo. Would love him as an assistant coach next season. There you go.
Well, you got uncles in Adelaide, haven't you, Hodgie?
What's that?
You've got a couple of uncles, haven't you, in Adelaide?
I've got a few family over there, but mate, you should see the weather up here. The weather in winter up here is amazing.
It's great down here too. Don't worry about that. Very good.
I spoke to a lot of the Hawthorne people and said that when they were stuck out at Barossa and they couldn't win a game, they couldn't do anything. It wasn't that fun.
Come on, Hodgie.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Well done.
Excellent. Thanks
there
for
is Luke Hodge, a man who knows how to win grand finals.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all.
That man singing out of tune.
Did we wake up, Billy?
Is Billy Brownless.
No, I'm just standing here with my Geelong jumper on, my Geelong jocks running around the land room. Can't wait for it.
Dane, I'm having my breakfast.
Hey, we replayed that joke you did the other week after you went for an early morning walk and the lady come up with a dog.
Poor old Rover. You haven't, Rover, have you?
Now, Bill, why can or how can Geelong beat Richmond tomorrow?
Well, I'll give you a couple of reasons. The Gabba, they love the Gabba. 5 from 5 at the Gabba, and right, that's their home ground.
Okay. Oh, the Tigers.
Also, their back line has just come together beautifully.
Right.
Tommy Stewart and Blix Arves and Harry, they're just playing really good footy. Number 3 is Danger, and thanks for him again, Roo. Fantastic to have the mighty Danger there, who's... first grand final, and then we'll just do it for Gazza and Harry. So there you go. There's 4 good reasons why they win.
No, I reckon good. You're faster than Harry Taylor. What's happened to his legs? He's got a real Cliff Young shuffle going, hasn't he?
Well, he's always had that shuffle. Honestly, if you saw him run and he was a horse, you'd put him down. You'd put him down, but he's always had that. But he gets around and he'll take big Tom Lynch. And luckily, Tom's not the fastest bloke going around either. But it doesn't look good. It looks like there's a hurricane, there's a cyclone, there's whirlies, there's all sorts of things happening at the Gabba. It's going to be very, very frightening.
Thunder
and lightning.
Now, usually this week, you are just, clipping the ticket big time with cashies all over Melbourne, telling the same joke about Gary Ablett putting the rubber band around his shoe. they would have all dried up, Bill. The sock drawer is going to be empty.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm sick of. Bloody Zooms. Zooms can get stuffed because you don't get paid for Zooms. You get nothing for bloody Zooms. They just hang up. There's no envelope at the end of the Zoom.
That's true, I see.
So where are you going to watch the game, Bill?
I'll go down the pub. We're open in Geelong, of course.
Not in Melbourne, though, but in Geelong you're open.
Yeah, we're open. We're regional, mate, so we're open with restrictions, but still at least we can open. We can get 40 indoors. We can have 70 outdoors. And, mate, I'll be indoors at the pub.
Do you have to sit down for a beer?
Yeah, you'd have to sit down, but you're allowed to take your mask off, which is something. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get in there about 2. I'll have a couple of frothies. Cox plate, of course. Have a couple more frothies. Have a steak singer. And then the footy comes on and look out.
How do you go playing day-night games, Bill? Do you pace yourself or are you under control for a day-nighter?
No. I'm very responsible nowadays. I get on the Great Northern early. I get on the Great
Northern. Do you?
Yes, get on the Great Northern. And then I get onto the Mother's Milk Carlton draft later in the night.
Oh, right.
And then a little change up, a CC and dry now and then.
CC and dry,
that's
Bill.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Now, who's going to win the Cox plate?
Oh, I like Rush and Camelot. I know he got beaten last start, but I've seen set for the Cox plate. So Rush and Camelot for me there. Rush and Camelot. Into Geelong, into Storm, there's a nice, a bit responsibly, but have a crack at it.
You know, a horse has never, ever, ever, ever won from the widest barrier in the Cox Plate, in the history of the Cox Plate.
So that means it's not going to? Right, rules will be there to be broken.
That's right, Bill.
Mate, we would never climb Mount Everest or whatever they climb. Yeah. So you've got to do these things. And she's a
nice analogy. Like very,
probably
very
could have
deep.
Probably could have thought of a better one, to be honest.
All right, Billy. Well, enjoy luck, your Bill. Grand final, mate. I hope the Cats can get up for you.
Yes. Thank you, Rooboy, and good on your dits. Keep eating that breakfast. Jeez, there'd be a
right.
bloody big
I saw
breakfast.
You on TV this morning. You shouldn't throw stones. I had to get a wider TV.
I tell you what, the hoops aren't good for me.
No, they're not.
So good. All right, we'll send you out of their song, Billy.
Yes, good. We are Geelong,
the greatest team of all. Oh, one of my favourite shows on TV tonight, 8:30 on Channel 7, The Front Bar. Now, remember last week we had Mick Malloy on? Of course, it was
just
before.
Pre-game.
This is what he had to say.
Tomorrow night, game on bowls. We are coming to town. It's almost time for a second team out of Richmond. With it.
You'll be like Australia A and Australia B.
Australia A and Australia B. We'll do a curtain as well.
Let's get him on. Good morning, Mick. Well done last week.
Thank you very much. And this is what I can't work out after last week's game. How does a Port fan still have a full bourbon and coke 20 minutes after the siren?
He was double parking.
It's a very good question.
By the way, Koshy really let himself down there.
We've had to ban Koshy. We've had to give Koshy 2 years for that.
How much do you guys hate Old Lynch? To think, not only did you throw a bourbon and coke, A, you must hate it because it's full. Oh, that's about a week's wages for a Port fan. Seriously.
Job keeper.
Bad like this. That's the worst day at Adelaide Oval, I reckon.
He actually meant to throw it on the umpire that paid that delivery out of bounds and missed.
God, his violin's been going, Mick.
First day at the Adelaide Oval since they changed their bucket size on their chips, I reckon.
do you feel going into another grand final, Mick? You must just wake up with a massive smile on your face every morning.
It is pretty good. I'm pretty confident, actually. I've already got my premiership tattoo. This year, I've gone with a tramp stamp. You know, just on the back, just above my butt. Just thinking that'll be a really good look when I'm reaching down to the bottom shelf. Hey, girl!
17, 19, you just have to add 20 on it now, you know.
Well, I hope so. Four prelims in a row. If we get this, I'll take that, and then I'll go quietly. There'll be see another one in my life. It's still a home game for us because we've got the MCG turf up there.
Well, Dusty will dominate that part in the goal square. Is he going to become the greatest ever finals footballer in the history of the game if he plays well and you win?
I hope so. I think so. It's been a tremendous few years. I should have said I was going to get the Dusty this year. You know what I've said? And this is true. I don't know, remember doing this. You know, I did the Marbio Chol last year.
Yeah.
This year, apparently, when I revealed it on the front bar, I said, and by the way, if we win this year, I'll get the full KB. I swear to God, and people have bought out the clip. And so there's a bit of pressure now.
Can you get a Dusty Martin haircut for next
week? We're talking
week.
The Kevin Bartlett comb over, are we?
The Kevin Bartlett comb over. I'll tell you what I do. I didn't get so if we win, I'll get it in the downstairs department. or as I call it, the little master.
The little master.
Now, you know the funniest thing, you know what a legend Mark Rusciuto is in Adelaide and, of course, Crow superstar?
I do.
His little boy walks around as Dusty Martin.
Yeah.
He wears his Richmond jumper to bed, Mick. Can you believe that?
Well, he's a hard nut. You know, as opposed to Rashida.
Yeah.
It's all good. But it's all good. I'm very excited. What about Geelong? How's Geelong? They are in tatters. How about Hawkins? Hawkins, oh, I've got a little flat ache. Here's a tip. Have a butter menthol, you dick. You know, what is all that about? That's Jack Atwood. So you've got Gary Ablett, who's enjoying his last game, but everyone's going into the fairy tale. You know what? It is, because I regard Gary Ablett as a Gold Coast Suns champion. He always was, and he always will be.
Hey, what are the Rocker Brothers?
They're so desperate, I wouldn't be surprised if Jeremy Cameron lined up this week.
Get him in early. you got the Rocker Brothers on tonight on the front bar.
Banking gaffles, mate. Yeah. So they're coming in live. lots of questions to ask, Sav, like, why do you tuck your T-shirt into your tracking deck? few fashion tips like that. Gill's in, Eddie Betts is in. We've got a full lineup. What could go wrong?
Nah, it'll be nothing. Fantastic, Mick. I'm looking forward to it. I love the show, and good luck. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, boys.
Send us out, Mickey.
Only one. I know it's 2 days, but for me, that's one more sleep.
Good luck, Mick. I hope you win the premiership, mate. I'm on board.
See you, mate. There's only one Mick Malloy.
Oh, there is. And, seriously, Ditz, he would be waking up just in heaven at the moment. They were a shambles prior to 27. Yep. And they were hopeless for years. They were the brunt of so many jokes in the AFL.
Yep.
And now they're the best team, one of the best teams ever.
Yeah, they certainly are. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Roo, this man has achieved everything in the game of AFL. He is a superstar.
Not quite.
But that's right. He's got one box to tick. Get him on, Roo. Introduce him.
Yeah, Paddy Dangerfield from the Cats. G'day, Danger.
G'day, Rupert. G'day, Ditz. Thanks for having me, boys.
First grand final since you were drafted in 2007. How you been sleeping since Saturday night?
Last night was a bit of a rough one, but... really excited. Like, it's obviously while you play the game, and I think, you know, given it's come late in my career, it's certainly think I appreciate it far more. Yeah, I just can't wait.
Danger, they always say in footy that you've got to peak at the right time. You've got to be playing your best footy, obviously finals time. And gee, watching the way you beat Brisbane on the weekend, it looks as though maybe Geelong are right now playing at your absolute best.
Yeah, and even at the start of the finals, like, we were well beaten by Port, but I felt we played okay. It's not like in previous final series where we were just, you know, smacked from the early onset. We still played okay, and then we really executed against Collingwood. You know, it was a bit of a struggle against Brisbane. It felt we controlled the majority of the play, and then we've sort of built on our form from there. So, you know, we're confident if we can get it on our terms and score when we do, that we'll give ourselves every shot.
Geelong are going into the grand final with the oldest team in the history of the AFL in a grand final. So you've got plenty of experience on your side. I remember looking at the pre-game. I don't know if you've watched the replay, Danger, but they showed Ablett in the warm-up. He just looked absolutely steely-eyed and ready to perform. Like, he's on a mission. You're on a mission. You've got other players who haven't played in grand finals. It really does mean a lot to a lot of the Geelong players to win one more flag.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think that that age profile, it does get skewed when you play Gaz at 48 years of age. So it'll come down a bit next year. But no, look, he's been one of the greatest to ever play the game, and there isn't a more fitting way to send him out. But there's so many stories like that throughout our list, as there is with every team, that make it special. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, stealing ourselves, and that's sort of really what we've done. And that's what this year's sort of the challenges that it's thrown up. It's been band together, you know, live in each other's pockets under the same roof, celebrate the wins, you know, experience the losses together and then get on with it. And that's what we've done.
And if you can win it, you might win another one next year with Jeremy Cameron in the forward line.
Yeah, it was
bad, are you? Who else don't you want? You got him, you got Higgins, maybe Crouchy in the midfield so you can stay up in the forward line a bit more.
Yeah, it's all self-fulfilling, Roo. Anything that can prolong my career.
And you wouldn't be taking a pay cut to get him down there, so something's going on. What's happening?
Well, it never started that high at all, Lou. So I can't take much more of one, to be honest.
Yeah, Dave, when, you know, I do like it when the Crows suffer just a little bit, you know, from where I sort of sit in the perspective of things. And when you left the Adelaide Crows, I happened to be on a road trip. I was in Lawn on holidays and I drove around that coast road and I saw a sign for Moggs Creek. So I got out of the car and took the photo and sent it to Roo, just because you had just gone back to Moggs Creek, you see.
Yeah, it went down
so,
well.
So it was just my little humour, you know. But so how is life back in Moggs Creek?
Well, I haven't been there for 4 months, Dit, so.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, so you're waiting to get back there.
No, it's been great. It's, you know, for me, my story is a little bit different to some, I suppose. It was about starting a family, and that's what Moggs has always been for me, the area where I grew up and all my family is. So that part's been really special. My sister's due next year now, so to have our sort of kids grow up together will be be really quite special. So sort of the next phase of life, isn't it?
Yep, for sure.
Just one more footy question, Dane. You've been playing a lot more in the forward line. You know, looks like a Gary Ablett senior type career here heading into the forward line. Do you prefer going forward or playing in the midfield? What role do you like?
Well, it's probably the same as you, Roo. You're happy to play forward when the ball's coming down there, but when it's not, then it's time to get back up the ground.
So, go and get it.
Look, I've enjoyed it, and the way that we're structuring up at the moment, it really suits the way that we play. Obviously, Gary Rowan plays a vital role down there as sort of that second pseudo tall, and then Hawk, who's just been the most unbelievable player this season. So I feel like we've got a pretty good spread in there. You know, if we get really good service out of the middle and we're able to retain the ball in our forward line this week, like that'll be a key to being successful within the game itself. So I've enjoyed it, but there's nothing quite like running around the middle, that's for sure.
Well, you haven't got a Norm Smith, so maybe this week you can get a Normie, you can get a premiership medal and just give you another piece of the puzzle for a brilliant career, Danger. All the best this week. It's going to be a great game. You and Dusty Martin out in the field, a heap of other superstars, Gary Ablett playing his last game and a grand final at the Gabba. All the best, mate. I hope it all goes well for a fairy tale finish to 2020 for you.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Diz. Thanks
for having
me, guys. Good on you,
mate. Well done. One of the absolute superstars, Patrick Dangerfield.